Get ADM head football coach Garrison Carter with us. And, Coach, your team has been obviously really, really sharp the past few weeks. And 56-0 first-round playoff victory sure caught people's attention. What were some of the things you did especially well against Grinnell?
Well, I mean, right, it starts with blocking, tackling, taking care of the football, you know, and I think we excelled on all three of those levels. And, again, you know, like we feel like I say this every week, but, you know, at the end of the day, we have really talented kids, you know, and they make us really good at times, and they were certainly firing on all cylinders on Friday.
You know, this week, maybe a whole other challenge. What stands out to you about your opponent? You're going to get North Polk, the opponent, on your hands on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we've seen them once already this year, and it was a phenomenal football game. You know, we were fortunate to win that one, really, you know, down a couple scores late in the third quarter and able to come back and win. So, you know, we know we're going to have our hands full. I think, you know, arguably this, either of these teams are probably deserving to be in the Unidome. So, you know, the fact that we're playing in the quarterfinals means it should be a fantastic football game. And, you know, just like we were just talking about, have to be able to do the little things, you know, block, tackle, take care of the ball.
I'm sure they feel like they're a better team than they were back in week three, but just from your standpoint, in what ways has your squad improved since then?
Well, I think, you know, every week we're just trying to get better at what we do, you know, and I think you hit the nail on the head, right? You want to be playing your best football, essentially each week, right? You should be better than you were the week before, and I think we are. You know, we're fortunate to be healthy, and our kids are still flying around at full speed and making plays and getting better at the things we do. And, you know, I'm sure North Polk's saying the same thing. So, you know, we're excited about where we're at, and I'm sure they are too, and it should be a great football game.
How did your experience from the playoffs a season ago kind of impact where you are now and the feeling you have going into this matchup?
Well, you know, that's the thing. It's been such an uphill climb to get to this point. You know, I came from Washington before I came here, and, you know, there the playoffs were the norm, right? And a lot of times we felt like, you know, we had a 7-14 point advantage on a lot of the teams that we played just because of the tradition that we had established. And here it was kind of the opposite, right? A program that hadn't been even in the playoffs for a decade. You know, last year was the first step, right? You just got to get there and you got to go experience it. And then this year to be able to host, you know, that brings its own complications and own weight with it. And, you know, I think our kids have handled it really well. I think it's a blessing and a curse, but I think our non-district schedule, you know, and seeing guys like teams like this North Pole team or seeing teams like Harlan in the district have really prepared us to play in these games.
Coach, good luck this week. Thanks for your time.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.